You ready?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Real Relationship Report. We have a panel of people, wonderful people. It is episode 11, and we're talking about if cheating is acceptable, why or why not. This is Dungeon's topic, okay?
You're damn right.
And we're going to talk about that, but I want to introduce everybody that's up here. So we have Glow from Conversations with Glow podcast above. We have Sam. She was on an episode with us before. We have Jay, who is my host with this Relationship Report podcast on stereo. We usually record on stereo, but we have a panel, so we're on Zoom. All right. And then we have his cousin. Introduce yourself, please.
Hi.
Hi. What is your name?
Josh.
Josh. Got you. So, we have three women and we have two men, which is going to be interesting because we could get both sides of this topic. Any updates with me? No, I'm having a hot July. Last weekend I spent the weekend in West Virginia, which was relaxing. And I'm just in my house right now. If nobody got AC, I'm in the house. How was y'all work week?
This was the longest week, I feel like, for work. So this week lasted so long. I feel like it was Friday like five times already.
I feel exactly the same way, and I didn't even come to work today.
Yes, yeah,
that's how crazy it was. I felt like that yesterday. I was like, yo, let me get the fuck up out of here.
I took off today, too.
Yeah, I got a lot going on tomorrow, so I couldn't afford to be at work all day today.
Gotcha. Well, everything good with you?
Yes, ma'am. Just taking it one day at a time, but this week was way better than last week, so I'm gonna accept that.
That's good. Josh, how was your week?
How was your work week, Josh?
Well, I took a vacation too, so I'm okay.
You better than most. You better than
most. Another one.
365 vacation. What a life.
My Lord.
What a life.
All right. So I'm going to shoot my thought first, and then we could go around to what we think about cheating and is it acceptable or not. Personally, for me, I think cheating is childish because what is it about you as an adult where you feel like you have to do something and keep it a secret that you want to do? I feel like anything that you want to do, you should be able to do it out in the open. Unless it's like robbing a bank or murdering somebody, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to if you want to date somebody, if you want to have sexual relations with somebody, if you want to hang with somebody, what about your life that it has to be a secret? The only way you would need to keep something a secret is one, you know you shouldn't be doing it. Two, you can't afford to do it. And when I say you can't afford to do it, I'm not talking about financially all the time. I'm talking about lifestyle-wise. You doing this thing will mess up your lifestyle as it is right now, and you really want that. Three, you're doing some, I want my cake and I want to eat it too shit that you don't deserve. And a lot of people do things that they don't deserve in the dark, because they know if they do it in the light, one, they couldn't handle the shame, they couldn't handle the backlash, and they couldn't handle the consequences that come with that thing that you want to do. So for me personally, if I was in a relationship with somebody and they wanted to cheat or they were a serial cheater, to me, it's now my decision on if I want to deal with this. It's no longer do we deal with this. We ain't doing shit. It's a decision I have to make. So for me, I would say it's a no. And if I wanted someone else, I would rather end the relationship I'm in than to have to sneak around and explain something to two people about what I want to do. That's just me.
Yeah, it sounds easier said than done. I get everything that you're saying. Yeah, it sounds good, but yeah. Me personally, I just think that whatever works in your relationship will work. A lot of people are together because finances, right? Yeah. Oh, we're only staying together because the rent is high. So we basically we're together, but to everybody else, I am calling this person a roommate. And also, like, it also depends on the discussions that y'all may have had, like an open relationship. So if it's an open relationship, then it wouldn't be necessarily considered as cheating. Because again, I don't have to tell you every time that I'm possibly going to go sleep with someone because it's an open relationship. However, you know, it is what it is. I just think that when it comes to cheating, yeah, it's stupid to cheat. And yeah, it sounds good for us to be like, oh, you know, you could have just came and told me. You could have just broke up with me. But sometimes, you know, men and women like to have their thrill just to try to see if they still got it. I've also noticed in regards with me watching Paternity Court and Maury. Paternity Court and Maury, women cheat the most. Women cheat the most, and that's just what I analyze in regards with me watching these TV shows when I be in the shop and I be wanting something to watch. I'll be like, dang, like, women cheat the most. It's just men, you know, they'll cheat, but, you know, sometimes they can actually just be sloppy with it. So, you know, and like I said, it's just more of trying to see if this person, you know, if you still got the thrill or not. That's why I feel like some people cheat to see if they still got it, got what it takes to probably still try to fool somebody. Like, oh, I got my husband, but I can have this thing on the side because I still got it. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
What are we talking about here? what the hell are you? What are you talking about? I'm trying to see if I still get. After a certain amount of years, you ain't got it no more. Nobody gives a fuck if you do. What are you talking about? Are you serious? See if I can still pull a nigga or a bitch.
You'll be surprised.
Listen, all I'm saying, okay. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I fully disagree because at some point you got to grow the fuck up. At our age, they're still talking about. I'll try to see if I can still pull some bitches in the club. Like, grow the fuck up. Now, what I will say is the point of you living together to pay the rent or having an open relationship, I get that. Mm-hmm. But let's man up. Everybody got that ego shit going on. Man, fuck all that. Say what it is. Mm-hmm. But like, listen, me and this man cohabitate so we can pay our bills. What I'm tired of is people being broke and not admitting it.
Yeah.
And admit you're broke and go on there and be like, hey, we live together because we don't rent that much money and we want to live a certain lifestyle. So we put our finances together. Don't do the, oh, yeah, this ain't my man and I don't need to explain myself. But we live together because we have an open relationship and I also want to see if I can pull niggas and bitches. Oh,
right.
What people hate. It's like a lot of us know niggas is broke. And that's the problem. We know y'all motherfuckers be broke and y'all just be hiding it through bullshit like challenging yourself at the age of 40. Nobody trying to hear that shit no more. Oh, I want to see you had your years of pulling niggas and bitches. It's time for you to start saving for retirement. Now, that's what you start saving on somebody. I respect that. I cannot respect the excuse being, you know, try to see if I get some pussy and dick out here in these streets because I still look good.
I don't agree with that either. I don't agree with that either. But like I said, from conversations. It's been, you know, like, oh, I'm just trying to see if I can, whatever. It's just, you know, like I said, with conversations that I've had. So, yeah, you're right, you know, it should come with age that we all should grow up. But a lot of people, you know, still is young in the mind. So age ain't nothing but a number, really.
Let's normalize shaming those people. I want to normalize shaming people with stupid ass excuses for not doing what they were supposed to do in life. And now using bad excuses to live with somebody else and cheat and all that shit. I'm going to normalize it. Normalize that broke shit. Like, because everybody want to normalize, oh, you know, cheating is cool and all that. No. Normalizing, if you're broke, you got to live with somebody else, then say that thing. Don't do this whole, oh, I got it like that and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this other nigga living with me so that he can pay after bills and I can still live my lifestyle. If you can't afford what you want to do in life, do better as a person. This ain't about no pick up your bootstraps or nothing. Like, I'm tired of people faking this shit. Because I need y'all to understand how hard it is to actually do it solo. When you actually out here busting your ass and making money, and then these few niggas on the side doing this shit, talking about, pretend like I got this shit. Okay. All these niggas out here actually struggling and going, so they can buy what they want, live the lifestyle they want, and all that, and sacrifices. Y'all not making no sacrifices. Y'all just living with other people and then faking that shit on IG and Facebook. I'm sick of that shit. That's why I'm the biggest shamer. Shame on broke ass motherfuckers. Can't stand that shit, yo. It's the easiest cop out to do nothing in fucking life, and I hate that shit. Sorry if I sound so passionate about it. I can't stand the motherfucker.
You passionate?
Shit, hate him. What do you think, Sam? Yeah, I definitely don't think that you need to be cheating. Honestly, if you feel the need to talk to somebody outside of your relationship, you should not be in that relationship. Point blank, period. Like, that's it. We're adults. Communicate. You don't feel the same way that you once felt about me? Tell me. Don't leave me on. Don't leave me sitting here like guessing, wondering, whatever, and then having to go and see you disrespecting me and you're talking to somebody else and you're sitting here cheating on me, lying to my face. And if I'm feeling a type of way and I think that I have a wandering eye and I need to tell you like how I feel. I don't think that any type of cheating is, I don't think that you should do it. Like, honestly.
I agree. Josh, what you think? Can you hear me?
I don't know.
He has to unmute his phone.
What did you say?
What do you think about the cheating? Is cheating cool?
Nah, cheating is not cool. Only if you're in that swinger lifestyle. Other than that, that's all I would say to that.
I think people are not really mad that somebody cheats. I think it's the lack of giving me the opportunity to make a decision if I wanted to still deal with you while you did the things that you want to do without me knowing. And that, to me, is what I find disrespectful. Like, you think so low of me that you wouldn't even give me the opportunity to choose if I still wanted to deal with you with you wanting to stick your parts in other holes.
Right. I was just talking about that, Shan. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I was just actually talking about that with a client, right? Today. And I said, what happens, like, when someone cheats on you, like, I feel like everything is out the door, like, the loyalty, the respect, the trust, that everything is out the door. Mm-hmm. However, when you be in relationships and you find out that your partner has been cheated and they still want to stick around and be like, oh, you know, I want to make this up or whatever. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people stay, some people leave, but with the people that stand, I feel like sometimes that other partner has to force themselves, like, oh, don't go because I'm not going to do it anymore. What I have realized in regards with me being cheated on, I realized that I didn't have time to heal. I didn't have time to heal from the cheating that was done. It was more of, okay, sweep it up on the rug and we just go on because I'm not going to do it no more. And that was fucked up because I'm realizing as I got older, it took for me to get older. I didn't realize this with me being in a relationship, but I realized like he didn't give me an option for me to be like, okay, well, we need to be separated from this time. It was, like I said, it was more of, oh, I'm not going to do it no more. Forgive me. Then boom. And it's not fair to the person that was cheated on. Because again, that person got to heal, got to try to heal with this person in their face. And that person is really not healing for real.
Yeah.
No, I definitely agree with that because my past relationship, I knew towards the last year of our relationship that he was cheating on me. Mind you, we lived together. And I point blank period asked him, like, he had a friend that he had worked with. And I'm like, that's not your friend. Why are you guys getting so close? And why are you guys talking like this all the time? And I'm not seeing your location anymore, which I'm not checking your location all the time, and I don't really need location, but like we had shared it. I don't go through phones, but then I started to realize like he changed like his phone passwords and stuff like that. Cause he would ask me like, oh, can you look at this on my phone? I'm like, I don't know your password. Why'd you change it? Things started to not add up.
Right.
And towards the end of our relationship, I asked him, I was like, you, this girl that you're friends with, I say, you cheated on me with her? Mm-hmm. And he laughed.
I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right.
I was like, I already know. Like, you know, he tried to tell me no. I was like, nah, I know. Like, the whole last year of our relationship, we weren't sleeping in the same bed together anymore. You were working overnights and I was working daytime. And, like, you switched your whole schedule around and all of this stuff. And we ended up, we've had this conversation in the past where he was like, I would tell him about things that, like, I didn't like. And I felt like he would try to accuse me of cheating and he would go through my phone and there would be nothing there. But if I were to ask him to go through my phone, he'd be like, nah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because you know that you're outside of our relationship. And like, if you felt the need that you wanted to be outside of our relationship, just tell me. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that we lived together. So once we broke up, until I had moved out, we had to still live together. And I still had to see him, like Lo was saying, I still had to see him, like, in his face, knowing that he did what he did to me. And I was just like, it made me so angry. Like, you had the you just lied to me in my face. You disrespected me in my face. And you're just going to sit here and be like, he would tell me like, oh, whatever she did, like, pretty much was trying to make it seem like gaslighting me to be like, oh, she's better than you, blah, blah, blah. Like when we weren't together, and then seeing him every day until I moved out, we were.
I can't do that because I am the sister, the youngest of five boys. I will put laxative in your milk. Yeah. You're not about to disrespect me, put me in a predicament where whoever that other bitch is fucking, I gotta deal with whatever she got because she fucking other people because you choose to do some sneaky shit. And we fucking, I'm going to longevity fuck you up while I'm in the space with you. So you're not going to feel comfortable being in here with me. And that's why I think the Lord was like, Chantal, every place that you get will be solo.
Can I say this?
With you, I don't need to be around you.
I'm starting to see a new red flag that we don't know about. Yo, this new red flag is called the "you think you're better than me" red flag. Yo, I'm starting to see that when people say that, it's because they're on some fuck shit. And they already got fuck shit going on. And the reason they're saying that is deflecting toward you because they're like, oh, you think you're better than me because this, that, and the third, because you don't cheat and you don't do that, when they're out there doing that shit to you. So they're trying to make themselves feel better. So now people need to start looking at the "you think you're better than me" or "better than other people" as a red flag. Because why? Because I have integrity and I live my life the right way. Do you think that that makes me better than other people? Oh, because you don't. Because you out here doing fuck shit. You're out here cheating on people and disrespecting them, and you have no integrity and you have no character.
It's also you feel lesser of yourself. So what
you because you see how I live.
Yeah, you're telling me what I think about myself. No, you know I'm better than you, and you hate
exactly. And so, but you try and put it in terms where you're gaslighting me and being like, oh, you think you're better than other people.
Gaslighting. Oh my God, that's it.
You're a shitty person. Yo, I'm starting to see this because I've dealt with this in the past. And I was like, keep saying that. If I'm your man, what do you care if I think of, as long as I think I'm better than you? Right. And then I started thinking, I was like, oh, you're the problem. Okay. You think I'm better than you because of the way you live your life and the shit you're doing. It may have been cheating or not. I don't know what you're doing.
And also, some people might be mad at your wins while in a relationship with you. Because they know.
Me
being next to you, I don't look like I'm deserving to be next to you.
That's
you're making me look bad because I'm not achieving. When in all actuality, don't you want to be with somebody that motivates you to do better?
Right. Stop dating these people that are secretly hating on y'all, man.
I dealt with that when I had got a better job. It was everybody in heat. At first, he was like, I don't know why they saying this. And then one time we got into an argument, he was like, oh, you think you better than me because you make a little bit more money than me. Not ever have I thought that I was better than you because I made a little bit more money than you. But that was a red flag right there. Thank you for that, Dungeon. I'm going to be on the lookout for that.
It's true because, like, even for me, like, my past relationship, I had a different career path. I was making more money. And when he started talking to this girl, that was the jab that he was trying to throw at me. Like, oh, she's better than you. She does more than you. Like, all of this stuff. And I was like, why does that even matter? Like, what does that matter? I'm like, why are you throwing these jabs at me? Like, I don't know. I didn't even think of it as a red flag that he was, like, gaslighting me into be like, yep, she's better than you. But like, we're supposed to be together. That's your friend. Like, but you're sitting here gaslighting me about.
Think about it. Nobody in a normal, in my current relationship, I've never heard that out of my woman's mouth. Yeah. Like, oh, you think you're better than me? Like, she might laugh at the shit I say or like, be like, are you mad, disrespectful? But she never says you think you're better than people. Yeah. I only hear that from people who are doing fuck shit. And I just started realizing, that's why I said, I'm like, yo, it's a new red flag. Because why would you be concerned with your partner doing well in life? Mm-hmm. And then be insulted that, like, oh, you think you're better than me? Why would you think that? This is for us. If we're together, it's for us. I'm doing better than you, and you suck. No, it's us together. I'm doing this to bring us up, with the both of us. And if your thought process is you think you're better than me, flag. Because that means we ain't on the same team. Or you don't feel we're on the same team, which is insane.
Some people also tadpole. And when I say like, or should I say leapfrog? Where instead of them end something with you, like your ex, they got to make sure they have a good landing somewhere else already with somebody else. So they can fuck this shit up peacefully. Yep. And too many men and women do that shit, and it's disrespectful, because if you so great, if that person's so great, why is it taking you so long to get up and move?
Yes, it was a whole year, and I was like, that's insane. And the gaslighting that last year of our relationship, I was like, and me being, you know, you guys know me, lover girl, you know, me being that, I was trying to stick around. And then I was like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this?
Yeah. Another thing with cheating that people don't think about, because you have to be fucking selfish to cheat. You don't think about how the person that you're cheating on, that maybe you really don't want anymore, is going to be more reluctant with the next person who actually deserves who they are to be as open as they want to be. Because I think in every relationship that comes into your experience and y'all break up or y'all not together for some reason, there's a lesser percentage of yourself that you're willing to give a person. Not out of hate, not out of you want to be selfish, just out of like self perseverance, or just preserving yourself a little bit, because you feel like, oh, maybe I did too much last time, or last time this person fucked me over, so let me reserve a bit. It's kind of like getting your paycheck and not spending it all. Let me put some to the side for myself to make sure I can have my back as I make decisions with this person. And a lot of times, by the time people get to a point in life where they actually find a person that's deserving of it, it's so much unworking and undigging that you got to do to actually give this person a level of you that used to be there. Because you're like, I'm scared to do this again because I know what happened last time. And the person that cheated doesn't care about the work you're going to have to do later. But it's so much work to give and be open and be vulnerable with the next person, especially for men. Because men have a hard time already being vulnerable with women, because some women have a nasty-ass attitude when it comes to a man being open with them. And sometimes a lot of men end up in a relationship being open with the wrong woman. And by the time you find your wife, she knows there's more to what you're thinking and what you're feeling. But she also knows you're working through your own shit. And eventually, hopefully, you feel safe enough with her to tell her. You know what I'm saying? And that's what sucks about later in life finding your person is, it's so much undoing they have to have grace and patience for you to give them, that by the time you do give it to them, it's just like, damn, I wish I found you 20 years ago or 10 years ago so I can relax finally with the right person. And that's what's so fucked up about cheating, is because it gives somebody that shouldn't have to do all of this undoing work to do even when your shitty ass left. So
I want to add the caveat to that. Mm-hmm. I feel like your that response is fully correct if you let people cheat more than once. Once you become how I am, where it's like, if you cheat, this shit's done.
Yeah.
You won't move like that in your next relationship, because you will let people know up front, this is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. I'm not tolerating that shit.
Yeah.
And not in a way where you're hurt and have it healed.
Yeah.
You will scare away people who live that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. They'll be like, oh, you'll be like, listen, because thinking people will cheat, the main thing that which I don't, people really don't get, is it's from a lack of respect.
Yeah.
People cheat on you because they don't respect you. Mm-hmm. They're like, yo, if I cheat on this person, they'll come back. They'll let me do this again. And think about it, if you cheated a few times.
That's how I feel, though. Dutch, I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's how I felt with my ex. Like, you know, because I took him back that one time. Thank you. I took him back that one time, and then again, he did it again, then he did it again, then he did it again. Yep. And I said, after that first time, I allowed for him to cheat on me, because I actually took him back that first time. So when I took him back that first time and he did it again, that was something that I was allowing, because it was just like, okay, though I trusted his words in regards to him telling me, oh, he's not going to do it no more. Then the second time, oh, I'm not going to do it no more. Then the third time, I'm not going to do it no more. Then the fourth time, I'm not going to do it no more. That's when I was just like, hold up. Then that's when, you know, I just started trying to make plans on my own or whatever. But again, that right, I'm sorry, Dungeon. I agree with you when you said that.
Listen, because I want to add to what you just said. That was the perfect example, because now you go on your nut shit hesitant as fuck.
Yeah.
Now everybody's like, you don't. That's when you say the thing about don't bring that past shit into my next relationship. You're naturally going to bring it there because you just finished dealing with it. So if we start normalizing cutting off people who cheat because they're disrespectful, then you won't have to worry about in my next relationship, I need to tell somebody and heal myself from this. Because one, you should do the time to take, you know, off and heal yourself from what happened, learn more about yourself, and also learn how to weed these people out. Cheaters do a lot of shit up front that lets you know that they're going to cheat on you. They have a lot of tendencies that let you know they're cheaters. You know, they always spend the time with the opposite sex. They're always doing shit overnight or trying to do trips without you and all that stuff. They're always doing things without you. And they're also doing things that you know don't sit right in your heart. And you're like, that don't sound right. They're like, hey, yo, they be with you all day on Saturday. And all of a sudden, at Saturday night around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, they got to leave. You're like, what's this about? Why does this keep happening? Oh, my homeboy, he got a flat. I got to go see him. Oh, I'm taking calls. Like, stop justifying the nonsense you're seeing and call them out on it. This whole, I got to take this phone call in another room for what? Yes. Call the phone for if it's your mama. You
know what's so crazy about that? I've been with a man that's cheating. Okay, we're not together. But I've been with a man that's cheating. I know you're cheating. You know you're cheating. But out of your illusion of respect, you go outside and you take a phone call. You know what's so crazy? Me witnessing him turning up the TV in the hotel room on the sports channel to fake like he's in the bar. I was like, nigga!
Yo! They'll show you all the tricks. They'll show you all the tricks. I'm like, yo, I'm doing fuck this shit all day. You're like, yo, well, why would you want to be with that person? Because now you know if they're doing that while they're with you, they're doing it to you. With somebody
else. That's what I was like, nigga, this is a just dick situation. And when
you know what, Dungeon?
It's a wrap.
That's why I say, like, if I am, like, if I am messing with, okay, so I can remember I was messing with someone that was in a relationship with someone else. And, like, he was trying to, it was on some, oh, I'll leave her and come with you and this. And I was just like, no, because if I become the main, then you, of course, you're going to have the opportunity to sit up here and cheat on me. I would never, and I tell people that all the time, Don't ever become a main after you've been cheating with this man with the other one, because he ain't gonna do nothing but do the same thing to you. And I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it plenty of times. And I don't know if women go in this thinking that, oh, well, I'm better than the last and I'm this and that and the third. And it's just like, no, baby, you can be all that you want to be. You can suck his dick from head to toe. Like, you can do everything. And this man ain't, he has not changed. How do you think that he changed up so quick? Because he got with you, he didn't. You was just available because his first bitch didn't want to deal with it no more.
And I agree with that, because even the last guy that I had talked to was cheating on me the whole entire time, and I didn't know. He was so, like, it was crazy because he was so good at the lies and the manipulation, and I was just like, I had to take a step back. The thing is, he thought that we wouldn't find out about each other because we lived in different states, and I'm like, you're going to slip up, something's going to happen, and I'm going to find out. And what happened was, he we went away, posted something on Facebook, and a girl that he was dating liked it, and I said, "Oh, who's that?" And she, you know, we ended up connecting, and she was talking to me, trying to think like I was the side girl. I was like, nah, I was the main one. I said, but listen, if you want to talk to him and you want that, I'm like, go ahead. But if he cheated on me with you, he's going to do the same thing to you. You're going to be his main chick now, and then he's going to have another side piece. And then the cycle's going to keep going on. And the thing is, he was so good at like manipulating, like you would never think that he was cheating, but then you just have to have that one slip up and you're gonna find out. And
let me tell you something that's so like cringe about having the facts, telling the woman that thinks she's in the best position with the man who's cheating, and letting her know, girl, save your time. It was just about Wang. Nobody's trying to keep him. Nobody's trying to take him from you. There's nothing to take. There's nothing to keep. Make your decisions in your life that you want to do for you. But it's best not to think highly of who he is, because he is who he is. At a certain point, as a woman, you have to get to a level of accepting who a man is, who his character is, what his integrity is. That is the top level that it is going to be. Because I'm not going to sit here and be like, once a man cheats, he's always going to cheat. But I will always say, once a man cheats, he will always be tempted by every other opportunity to cheat. There's a level of I ain't shit that a lot of men are comfortable with as an excuse of, this is just what men do. Man, she was wearing that. What you expect me to do? Have some fucking boundaries. Because if you want to do that, women wearing skirts all the time. Am I going to say just because I was wearing a skirt, it was just easy access to his dick, that's what you expect me to do? I'm not going to do that. It's boundaries, and it's a level of respect for yourself. Because if every woman outside could get your dick, why do I want it?
Exactly.
Why do I want it? Right? And if there's a woman outside of our relationship that can get your dick and your money that's supposed to be in this house, why do I want it?
Take that somewhere else, because nah.
So it's just like, I just want everybody to be comfortable living in their truth. And if your truth is, I don't like relationships, I believe I should have multiple women and I shouldn't have to explain myself, I want you as a man to have that. But when you have that, you cannot have me.
Exactly.
And that's the back and forth that a lot of people have, why they stay in relationships and cheat, is because you want to have something you don't deserve. Plus, do the fuck shit that you do outside of this house. And you can't. Damn.
I was told that when you said, like, because, oh, the woman was dressed like something, that's why the man cheated. I was told the one time that I got cheated on was because she came to the door with the towel on.
Nah.
And I said, so he was like, yeah, she came to the door with a towel on. I was like, but, you know, you was there to, you know, whatever, like, serve her or whatever. And he was like, yeah, she came to the door with the towel on and saying how she can do this and do that better than you. Like, literally. So it was just more of, I wanted to see, basically. It didn't come out like that, but that's basically what it was. And then how I found out that he cheated on me with her. She had called his phone one day while he had walked to the store. He left his phone at home. And I picked it up and she was blowing him up because she needed $20. And I said, and you fucking all broke bitches? Like, that's a no-go. And then you giving money outside of the house? Like, nigga, you get killed behind shit like that. Like, seriously. Like, that's not, I was just like, oh no. Like,
imagine a man that you live with telling you, I ain't got it, and then you see a next bitch get $200 Cash App.
Man, I will flip the script. I would tear that house down. Ain't no way in the fuck you gonna tell me you don't got it, then give it to the next bitch. I would tear that house down.
I need us to start understanding that it is unacceptable for y'all to let these stupid niggas keep saying stupid nigga shit to y'all. Like, this the problem is, like, a lot of y'all are dating these niggas that were short bus niggas, and, like, that's not who you would have dated if you had known they were short bus niggas. That's the thing. Like, the internet now and life has created a way where short bus people are infiltrating into normal people's lives. But y'all have to start being aware that you are dating a short bus nigga. Like, short bus people don't have good excuses for what they do. Like, your man said, she answered the door on the towel and she told me she could do it. I'm like, you should have slept shit out of me. Get your stupid ass out of my house. Like, that is the simplest thing that can make you cheat on me. Because, oh, this girl's walking around with better bodies than you. This girl's walking around with bigger titties than you. Those better faces than you. If that's what your man will cheat for, what do you with him? Yeah. Because every day he's going to see a bitch and look at you.
Right, and that's what I told him too.
Every day you see a nigga and if he can't get away with that, then why are you dealing with him? Slow niggas. Like, slow. A bunch of Jim Jones niggas out there getting way too much pussy. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Meanwhile, there's a bunch of Jim Jones niggas out here fucking and sucking that don't deserve to be fucking and sucking because they manipulate when they talk. And all that stuff. But these niggas are slow. You have to stop letting these slow niggas manipulate y'all, yo. Like, the lack of common sense in these niggas. Where it's just like, yo, I cheat because, you know, she told me she can make better spaghetti and meatballs than you. Like, are you that stupid? Like, and then why are you okay dating a nigga that stupid? Like, should be ashamed of you dating. You should not bring anybody dumb around your family, friends, anything. These stupid niggas are unacceptable. And I don't know why we're making this a thing. Like, you don't have to date the smartest nigga. You're not looking for Einsteins and all that. But I'll be damned if you're looking for, the word don't exist no more, but retarded niggas.
I'll
just date anything. When it comes to being with a good dick and he look good, so if he's retarded, it's okay. No, it's okay.
You don't want to be with a man who doesn't understand quality when he got quality either. So for me, if I know I'm quality and he want to play with quality, then there's no point in this. There's no need to explain yourself. There's no need for me to explain why you should think better or think things through before you do it, because it's not sticking in here. There's nothing in here that's going to grab that. So just please do whatever you got to do to get out my face. Mm-hmm. And have peace in what you're doing, because for me it's kind of like explaining to somebody, you told them to go to the store and buy one thing, and the one thing that you told them to buy was selling for $10 and it only had one item in it, but they had a pack of 20 for $4.99, and they went over the one that had more items in it that I needed and got the one that's for $10 that only had one item. I don't want to explain logic to you.
Yeah. As a grown man. Jack and the Beanstalk.
I don't want to explain it to you. So if you can't do the common sense thing, this is not going to work. Right? And so cheating to me is not acceptable, because there's no way you could be a good person and cheat. There's no way I can look at you cheat on someone and see you as a good person. There's no way that I will trust you with anything in my life, cheating on someone who does all of these great things for you that has your back, because I don't want to be in the position of somebody doing all these great things for you and you continuously see, oh, this is a great opportunity to disrespect this person. Cheating is not acceptable to me because you are never able to be trusted before you cheated, and now after you cheated. So what am I supposed to do with you? What are we supposed to talk about? Right? And what really bothers me about people who cheat, they get really frustrated with the fact that, why are you always questioning me now? Why do I have to explain myself to you? Why do you need a check? Because you're a fucking liar! You're a liar! You're proving yourself to be a liar! You're lesser than now.
Yeah.
At a certain point, there's certain things that I would like for a partner to do that I can't even ask you to do no more. I have to get up from what I'm doing to go make that deposit because you'll probably tell me you deposited it and it's in your pocket. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with you now? It's that type shit. And they get so frustrated with, you know, I want to be with somebody who could trust me. I want to be with somebody who treats me like a man and not like a kid. Then act like one. Mm-hmm. You had an opportunity to act like one and you fumbled it. I'm sorry.
With the bag, like,
what do you want me to do? It's logic.
Can we also discuss how this works moving forward? So, the reason why you need to cut this shit off from the jump is because it moves into the next relationship that you have.
Yes.
So, if you don't want to be that bitter person that's always accusing the next person who don't even know you and has done nothing of cheating on them, start cutting these cheaters off at the jump. And start becoming more aware of what cheaters are, what they do, with like the shit they say and how they move, because then you won't have to worry about them. You don't want to date somebody who has no respect for you.
Right.
Because somebody who doesn't have respect is the main person who's going to cheat. But also, if you're just allowing these random, slow-ass people to keep thinking, oh, yeah, blah, 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 I'm going to do this and I'm going to cheat on them and move forward, they'll forgive me, then you're going to keep going through the same cycle. You have to cut the. There should be no reason for anybody to cheat on you. If you're being the best person you can be in this relationship, you're serving, you're sucking, you're fucking, you're making money, you come home, you're loyal, you do all that, and they still run and find some other rat ass bitch or rat ass nigga to go up and fuck, then fuck them. Like, why would you? Hear my question. You can ask, what did you make me, why did you cheat on me? Just to see if there's some deficiencies in the area where maybe you could be better. But don't take them back. You need to be like, okay, I'll learn from that, and I'm going to move forward.
I went there ask a man why he cheated on me. I went there ask a man why he cheated on me, because at the end of the day, you cheat on me for your own reasons. I don't have nothing to do with your cheating. That's on you, not on me. So I don't give a fuck. Just really saying.
What I'm saying is, if you're even entertaining it, ask and find out. Because maybe it'll help make you a better partner for the next person. Because you're not going to stay there. You're moving forward. But you may want to know, why? Because, you know, your hygiene ain't the best. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it could be something that maybe you do need to work on. It doesn't make the cheating acceptable. But it might be something that you were deficient at that you don't know. So that's what I'm saying. You can ask me like, well, what is it that I did that you felt I wasn't enough for you? And they can be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Now, if they start saying stupid nigga shit, then disregard it. But if they're like, oh, well, you know, you don't really communicate the best, you might want to take that into account, but still move forward.
You know what reason? You
don't fix it with that nigga.
You know what reason somebody would have to put me in a zip tie around my hands and my feet for me to ask a man what was the reason? If that man got me pregnant and said you wasn't fucking me after I had his big ass head baby, nigga, I'm about to drop kick you in here. You better hold my hands inside.
I understand the hostility. I get it. This is for purposes of getting you off the scene forever. This isn't to humble, to make them feel good about themselves. All you're doing is to see, you're trying to see if there was a realist reason. Either way, like I said, there's no taking the person back. I don't care if they were like, oh, it's because you asked me for $2.50 the other day and I didn't have it and you embarrassed me. Okay, keep moving your stupid ass on. What I'm saying is sometimes these motherfuckers will give you valuable information that you didn't know about yourself.
Okay.
And then you can move up. That's it. I will never say, because I don't believe in it. Because what people don't think about is this. What's it going to look like moving forward? Oh, you're insecure now. You're checking everything. You're looking at everything. Blah, blah. I don't have time for none of that. I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. I have told any woman I ever dated, if you cheat on me, it's over. I'm not even going to consider it. I don't care what the fuck the reason is. If it's my fault, your fault. Because what it is this. We are grown enough to talk to each other and be like, hey, I'm not satisfied with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I need you to start fixing this and work with this for me so me and you could be good. If not, I don't want to be with you anymore. Right. And that's fine. Then go from there. But if you can't do that, if you're not adult enough to do that with me, I'm not going to sit here and be like, okay, he cheated this once. Let me try and fix that, and I'm going to try it again. Because I will hate you. I will hate you for fucking ever. I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to make your life bad, and there's no reason for me to be with you anymore. Because I'm spending all my time ruining your life. And it's a fucking me and my money.
It's like energy. I'm going
to clean your life up. Right. So therefore, I won't be with you.
Right.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. When you cheat on somebody or they cheat on you, whatever, leave it be. Move on.
Yeah.
Because you're not ever going to fully get over. And if you do, you will never fully be satisfied. I don't care what we've seen our grandparents do, our moms and dads do. That person was never fully satisfied.
Because at some point. That's different because our grandparents didn't have cell phones where their grandma could cuss him out all day while he at work. They had that time away. And the only time you actually called a man's job back in the day is in an emergency, right? Yeah. So they had time away. If they were doing like construction jobs, your grandma wasn't seeing your grandfather for months, which explains
also, what other bitches was you seeing as a nigga back in the day during slavery? None. Besides the white bitches that lived in the house on the plantation. So
But at the same time, it's just like those are different times, and
it was.
Now I feel like we have too much access and too much entitlement to people in their space, where the first opportunity that someone gets to be by themselves, maybe they do have sexual urges that's not being met with whoever they're with for a legit reason. If you piss me off, if you spend all fucking week getting on my nerves. No, sir, you don't look like somebody I want to fuck.
Right.
Vice versa. If I won't take a shower, if I won't do my hair, if I won't go to work, if I won't take care of your kids, I shouldn't be appetizing to you to want to fuck. That's
well, why should you? Why should you be with that person that exactly. you don't want to be appetizing for?
Exactly.
That's the only thing. Like, be rid of them.
And that's
be what people rid of are these avoiding.
People are avoiding the work that needs to happen in their relationship or in their household and going outside with this illusion of, if I fuck this person, it'll fix it. No, this is a temporary fix.
Because at the end of the day, when you go back to that house, that relationship, you're still going to feel the same exact way. You just went outside and did that for what?
Yes.
For a fix. And then that's it. You're going to still have these same problems. You just got to be adult about it and communicate. That's what.
Yeah.
Yo, just leave. If you're not interested in being in it anymore, leave. Yo, you know what the easiest thing in life to do is? Being single. I have never had an easier time in life than being a single man. You know why? You ain't got to answer nobody. You got to cheat nobody. You got to explain yourself. Nothing. I actually don't know why more niggas don't enjoy this shit. Being single is the easiest shit you can do because you don't have to have any, hold on, and here's the best part, you don't have to have any accountability. You can just do whatever the fuck you want.
For you.
Why would you get into a situation where you have to be accountable to somebody?
Because.
That's not what your life is about.
Men who are not responsible for themselves and do for themselves and can do for themselves lean on the woman in the relationship to be their moms. And so leaving that relationship means I got to wash my own clothes. I got to cook my own food. I got to figure out how I'm going to get to work. Who going to wake me up for work in the morning? We're not talking about a man with a mindset like you. We're talking about men who want to be boys, but be in a man body. Mm-hmm. And those are the men that stay in relationships with women they don't fucking want. They don't want to be better for and want to cheat. Sir, You have no room to cheat. There's no pros about you where you deserve cheating. I can look at men, I'm just like, dog, there's nothing about you or your character that deserves pussy. There's nothing there.
With that being said, let's switch over to Josh and see what he feels about the cheating aspect of this. Josh,
I just want to say something right quick, Shan, to the last thing you said, and I'm going to let Josh talk. Like, of course, that man may look like that to you, but that man don't look like that to everybody. Just saying. Like, you're like, oh, like, you know, who wants to fuck you? And you're looking like this, this, and that, and a third. Like, women feel like they can still fix men. And, oh, I'll take them and I'll do this and I'll do that better than she can. You know, some women like to be in competition with the next. However, like, you look at them like that, but, again, everybody else is not.
And, you know, she 100% right, because we done had this conversation.
Yeah, we did.
She 100% right. There's a whole bunch of women out there waiting to fix this fixer up a bum ass nigga. Wait, I got him. I'll take him on. Give him to me. No, you be like, yo, why don't you even want that? And it's like, no, I got him. I'm gonna take care of him. Yeah. But here's, we got the perfect example of a man.
Hello, Joe. Why do I have to come in this subject? But that was my savior over there has said yes. Somebody likes to fix her uppers. That is crazy. Nah, but let's get on the topic. Yeah. But you know, I just wanted to say why 80, maybe if I 75% black women, all of them been cheated on before, and they always can answer these questions. Anyway, they're not white, so I get it. All right. But, yo, so I'm sorry. I had to say, I'm just telling the truth. Hey, y'all said it. Y'all been like, yes, I remember this situation. I'm like, can somebody tell me that they didn't get cheated on? All right, whatever. It's cool. Like, I'm just trying to hold in. I let Jay talk. It's all right. You know? But those white women, you know, it's just, that's, you know, it's okay. Like I always say, white is right. I'm just sorry, hey, listen, man, you know, shoot, I was one of those guys to fix a rubber, but no, hey, you're not gonna fix me, you gotta fix yourself first, that's just how that goes. Like, you can't fix me, shit, I know what's wrong with me, shit, you can tell me what's wrong, but hey, you just be like, yeah, he's okay, he's gonna change, I'm like, yeah, all right. That's what's up.
And that's what women need to hear.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Like, I'll tell you that, but like, yeah, all right, cool. You know? Yeah, change me. Thank you.
Cannot.
I want to make it a believer, too.
If y'all ain't never heard more real, like, take this into account. I need all the people who are watching to understand this is how most niggas think. Like, man, it don't matter, black, white, whatever. If they're on this shit, that's exactly how they feel. Yeah, change me. I'm gonna keep fucking your life up. I'm good. But let me keep off you and sponging off of you. But you can keep trying to change me, because I'm gonna change when I'm ready, and I'll change for the right person. But y'all can keep letting that nigga over in the other box, two boxes over, do that shit to you and be fucking running your life and ruining it because you refuse to watch for red flags and also understand that there are certain things that are not acceptable in a relationship. Cheating is one of them. I will not argue with you or your mother about how cheating is ever acceptable. It is not. Because it is the first and ultimate sign of disrespect. When your partner don't respect you, what the fuck are you staying in that relationship for? It doesn't matter. Nothing else matters anymore. Money, none of that. If the person quit don't respect you, why are you with them? Mm-hmm. I don't care how good they look. I don't care how much money they make. I don't care what they do for a living. I don't care how funny they are. I don't care how good they looking they are. I don't care how much they work out. I don't care how much their car costs. Okay. Why are you with someone who doesn't respect you? Mm-hmm. And why would you stay with them over and over over again.
This too. This is not me, but I think this illusion that we've been together for so long, if I leave now, I have to start over.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
People have to stop looking at that as a bad thing.
Yeah.
Look at it as, oh my God, thank God I get to have this time to do it correctly, or now I get a chance to be with who I'm supposed to be with, or now I get to do all that shit that I wanted to do that I couldn't do because I was with this person, and stop looking at it like you get a trophy for spending 10 years with the wrong person, or 15 years with the wrong person, or just because you grew up with them in your neighborhood and y'all moved to this other state, y'all have to stick together. You don't. And I think
a lot I call bullshit on that. I feel people that say that is lazy.
It is lazy, but it's also a reality check you have to be ready for. Because to go from living with somebody, having someone there, feeling like you don't have to live by yourself, being around your kids, having this outside illusion that you're living a certain life, and then finding yourself in a one-bedroom apartment with less furniture, it's a mind fuck. And you have to be ready to deal with that rawness that is your real life. Some people are in this illusion of, I'm in a relationship, we have a house, we have a garage, the kids are here, they're happy, we have furniture, there's food in the fridge. But in reality, you've been living like a single woman and a single man for the past 16 years, just in this house. That house is illusion.
What is it called? Lost cause fallacy, they call it in therapy, where because of the amount of time you spent with someone, yeah, you think that it's okay to continue to go through bullshit.
Yes.
That is the new shit that we need in this year's learning and dating experience. Need to learn to cut that shit off. Lost cause fallacy should not be a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, you fucked up. You stayed too long. Get rid of it.
Yes.
I fucked up and I stayed too long. I'm going to continue this.
I did it, Dungeon. I left. I'm going to say that I left. I had bought a house on him. And I was like, you know, you can keep the apartment. And I'm going to just move in this house by myself. And, like, he was going through, like, it's not funny, but when he was going through, like, his bad time, he was like, oh, you left me out here by myself, this and that. And I'm just like, no. Like, I already had told myself that you wasn't coming back into anything that I no longer want you to be in a space of. This was a part of me actually leaving and healing at the same time. Because, like I said, I stayed with this man after four times I allowed for him to cheat on me. And so, therefore, it was just like I was realizing, like, I'm really not healing from this because, again, I'm having trust issues. Like, oh, you're not picking up your phone. You call me back like 20 minutes later. What were you doing? Oh, I was in store, or I was in there talking to my home. It was just like a whole lot. And I was just like, okay, gotta get away from it. But though he was on some, oh, well, you're not going to be able to afford the bills, or you're not going to be able to do this and that. And I was like, okay, so watch me. And guess what? I've been in my house for almost 5 years. And I've done paid every single bill on my own. Haven't asked him, can he pay a light bill or anything like that? So yeah, it took for me to actually get away, to grow, and to actually show him. So yeah.
The biggest flex on what you just said, which people need to understand, you should not be moving in because we need to stop doing this too. Stop moving in and living with niggas because it helps you pay the bills.
Yeah.
If you two niggas can't afford shit, then don't move in with each other. That means both of y'all ain't ready for nothing. You think because we're moving together and we can afford one or two bills, I mean, we're ready to live? No, because you're not just not compatible. You're just looking at it like, oh, if I get a nigga to pay 50% of his rent, I have some $1,300 extra dollars a month or whatever. The reality is this. Stop that shit. Like, if you can't afford your bills, don't move in with a motherfucker until you can. That's it. Like, you should be living on your own, affording what you can afford, and not being in relationships. People have to stop being in relationships to afford bills. That should not even be a thing. And we need to stop. We need to stop that in our community of allowing that to be normalized. Where it's like, yo, if you can't afford it, just move. No, because more than less, it's going to be out of desperation. So that means you'll just pick anybody. Oh, you're kind of attracted to me, or we fucked once. Let's move in together. No. The reason your dating experience is so bad is because maybe you're trying to get out of debt, and you're just living with fucking anybody. They'll be like, yo, this nigga will take half the bills on. I'm good. No. We're not doing that. We need to stop doing that. That's something that should have never been happening. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to make it sound like this, but this is a fact. If you have any white counterparts or friends that are older and have a lifestyle, ask them how their shit works. None of them came into it this way. None of them were like, oh, I was so broke. I found Brad on the golf course and he just started paying my bills. Like, the way minorities do shit is not how white people do shit. White women understand. Like, when they graduate from college, if I want to be taken care of, I'm going to go find a man who's got a great job.
But they parents send them to college to find a man. They know what they're doing. The white people send their kids to college. Well, send their daughters to college. So therefore, they can find a man in college and possibly marry, like, whatever. Because, again, they know what type of, you know, if the man graduate, then they know, like, this man has a degree and this is what he's probably going to make good money or some shit like that. That's what I feel like. I feel like white people send their kids to college to meet their mate.
I am half white. And what I could say to that is my mom, at least, did not think like that. My mom and me had the same, I took after my mom's mentality in being like a lover girl and doing whatever. She didn't tell me to, like, I mean, she wanted me to go to college and stuff like that, but she also wasn't like, you're going to follow somebody that, like, has money and all of that stuff. But that's just me specifically. I get, maybe it's just where my mom grew up or how she grew up, but I wish I kind of had the other side.
You know what? For me, my dad was the only when my mom married, right? Out of all of my five brothers. And that man was 30 years older than her. And I'm just like, sis, what was it? And it was the stability and the way he can move around in life that she was like, fuck it. He has a house, he has a business, he has property. He has enough money to gamble and do his own thing. He likes nice shit. All I gotta do is cook for him, clean his house, take care of his kids. I like doing that anyway. Fuck it. He could live whatever the kind of life he wanna live, and I'll just be in the house doing wife, mom shit. Shit that I'm good at. Even in that marriage, as transactional as it was, she never asked him for shit.
Yeah.
She did upholstery. She made hats for the church ladies, made her money. She babysat. She did all types of shit. She, the one that took us to doctor's appointment, my dad never took us to doctor appointments, had two cars and a garage. Own business, could have took off. That's not my job, that's woman shit. That was like his mentality. So I didn't understand it until I got older and I'm just like, so you're telling me that when you met him, he wasn't an asshole?
Yeah.
He was an asshole. But she looked past that and was like, what kind of lifestyle can this man give me? And so now that I'm in my 30s, I see a lot of women sacrificing being with a man that treats them decent, a man that actually likes them, a man that actually loves them how they're supposed to for a lifestyle. There's so many women who are in relationships or married or engaged to a man that could provide a lifestyle. And those men know, if I didn't have these things, if I couldn't move around like this, I couldn't get no bitch that's 30 years younger than me. Yeah. And that's the reality of the thing. So it's not far off My mom's in her 70s. My dad would have had his 102 birthday on Monday. It's not far off. Women are still doing it, but it's a choice. It's a choice to give up someone treating you like a human being and decent and correctly showing up for you in this relationship versus you having this lifestyle. And women give it up every day. And now that we have laws put in place with this orange man in office, there's going to be a lot more of these relationships that you don't want to happen, Dungeon, where people are going to be shacking up, getting apartments together, moving in men, moving in women, because if I don't do this, I won't be able to have this. If I don't do this, I won't be able to afford my car note. And for me, working in the insurance industry, insurance health-wise and vehicle-wise is about to go up 75% next year.
Before you even say that, the audacity of you motherfuckers in that industry to go up. I don't know if you just saw what happened in North Plainfield, New Jersey.
Yo!
I know y'all are already on some shit like, we're not covering for floods anymore. Yo, let me tell you something right now, Shan. You can tell them white men in your business meetings. We're covering for everything. Nobody's going to give us money anymore. We can't not cover nothing. Like, insurance is like, yo, anything to start getting popped, we're not covering for it no more. It's like car insurance saying, it's covering for delinquents. Like, what? You for? I'm paying you to not do nothing. Mm-hmm. Y'all have to start paying niggas out. Y'all are really like, yo. I heard
for on real the news. Dungeons, like,
heard on the news that this happened. Niggas was like, yo. The insurance company said, hey, we'll pay for everything that's not that's only connected to the house and the foundation, which means it was the boiler and like the house structure. Everything in Shoeport, we ain't covering nothing. I was like, yo, they're really on the, yo, yeah. The house is in fucking Texas. No hurricane insurance, we're not paying for that no more. We don't care no more. No hurricane insurance, we don't care. What the fuck do we need insurance companies for now? We want to just open savings accounts and throw $20 in there every month. $20 every month, just throw it in there and be like, yo, I hope if something happens, got enough money because insurance companies ain't covering shit no more. I don't understand it no more. Okay. Get y'all. Like, this is crazy. And how do y'all supposed to stay in business? Like, who will keep paying y'all? You cover nothing. You ain't Shan. You should never say you
and to do nothing. They don't do shit. Do nothing. They don't do a goddamn thing.
I agree with all of y'all.
Nothing.
I just have to work.
But take my money and tell me that my
I used to work for them, so I know.
And tell me that my
look, and this nigga saying he used to work for this. Them. The worst type of person.
It's sick.
And they want to blame it on inflation. Like, stop with the bullshit.
It's not inflation.
It's never been inflation. It's never been inflation. Mm-hmm. Never.
Mm-hmm. They were
That's
just
bullshit.
Yeah, they were trying to pay for everything. And now Jersey is all going up because there's been so many car accidents recently in Jersey. And now everyone's car insurance is going up. The floods, everything that's happening, everyone's car, like everything is going up. House insurance, car insurance, like what? And then they're like,
"I don't want to know flood. You had to replace my car. Why am I paying for this shit? I live in that part of Jersey. I live in the expensive part. But I'm paying for what that is."
Well, for me, it's because you know where I live and all the carjackings that go on over here.
You deserve everything you do in your neighborhood, and you know how it works out there. That's the difference. Your area is a bit different. You got to pay to live out there. But as far as everything else, where it's just like, yo, we're not paying for nothing. Like, I don't even want to get political or any terms, but like, it's getting ridiculous. We're just like, yo, we're not covering anything, but still pay us $140, $150 a month to cover you. For
you
what?
Know what's so crazy? My cousin told me Pennsylvania just made it not illegal to have your tags. So You like the officers can no longer give you a ticket for not having your tags updated.
South Carolina used to be that same way. That. We didn't have to have it was like a long time ago where we didn't have to have insurance on our cars. That's like crazy. It wasn't mandatory.
So many people in Philadelphia have no insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, this was probably like over, it's been a long time ago, but I remember that you didn't have to have insurance on your car.
Let me tell you something right now. Let New Jersey try to pass that shit. I'm moving the fuck up out of this thing. No insurance? With all these fucking
driving around up here? Yeah, I just complained about insurance, but now we know insurance.
Would never live in a state that was like, no insurance needed. Right now, I'm good.
Car guys in Jersey, that would be a field day for them.
Okay. Yo, like, that's the whole thing. Like, they're getting more, bravado about it because they're like, yo, the laws are getting lower. Yeah. The jail time is getting less. Yeah. Nobody's watching what's going on. Like, this shit's not making sense. Yeah. How are you committing more crimes and getting less jail time and no kind of, yo, listen, get your shit together. Y'all better start buying guns and learning how to shoot. Because the shit getting weird out here, bro. Especially in this area. Well, we used to be super, liberal about shit, but making sure that shit was protected. Now it's starting to look like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here, man. This shit getting crazy.
Mm-hmm. But to sum it up, cheating is a no-go for me. It's a no-go.
Oh, we're back on that. It's
a no-go for Sam. if you feel a need to cheat, deal with what comes with that. Hopefully you get the mumps and bumps and you learn your lesson. Hopefully you don't live with who you're cheating on. And it's just an easier separation. I've seen the aftermath of cheating. It's nasty. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you get to an age where you don't need that drama in your life. Just don't deal with people who are crash outs. Deal with people who have something to lose. Deal with people who have goals. And if you're just like, hey, let's just not do that.
And I know someone right now that, okay, so he knew he was dealing with the crash out or whatever.
Why did they do that?
And so he didn't know this girl. I know this girl was a crash out. I didn't know she was a crash out. Since high school, she was a crash out. And so him dating her or whatever, he hadn't told me that he was at one of his homeboy's house. It wasn't no women over there or nothing. But she saw his car over there. And she thought she had cut the brake line. Like the brakes to his car. But she really cut the the sensor to his brakes. So he caught that. And it was just like, wow. He was like, he cut her off. He said he didn't even argue with her or anything. He was just like, you know what? I don't even want to deal with this no more. And then she had the nerve to call him and was like, oh, so you ghost me like a week after them not talking. And he was like, nigga, you was trying to ghost me. The
fuck? You were trying to kill me.
No, literally. Wait a minute. Let's think about what type of person. Let's think about what type of person we're talking about here. This stupid motherfucker went to somebody and asked for lessons on how to cut brake lines. That dumb motherfucker didn't know how to do it. And was like, he just this one. And she's like, cool. And went back and then tried it on somebody in real time. And it was like, yo, I didn't really try to kill you. I just had bad lessons from somebody else. Mm-hmm. Stop dating these type of people. Mm-hmm. All that crash out shit. Like, nobody's going to tell you they're a crash out. You should know by the way they're saying things. Somebody, if you ask the right questions, they will tell you. In my last relationship, I was so bad that I tried to figure out how to cut brake lines that I took a half-ass lesson on and didn't do it the right way, but still thought the man should stay with me. And then you'd be like, oh, get the fuck about me, face, because you're crazy. And I don't want to deal with somebody who does shit like that. Like, y'all, shit's getting worse and worse out here. And y'all really got to understand, like, stop getting, like, it's not a game anymore. Like, it was cute before. Thug niggas, thug bitches, whatever. At this point, you're just dealing with people who don't know how to think properly. And they go fuck your life up one way or the other, end your life one way or the other, or fuck it up financially one way or the other. And you're already broke. So why would you want somebody around that's doing that to you? Like, start understanding it's not cool. None of us are in high school anymore. It's not cool to date these broke, stupid motherfuckers. It's not. We are all at a point where we are getting older and older. And you need to find someone who literally has tried to do something with their lives. I don't give a fuck how cool it is anymore. Nobody's saying he had to be unattractive. There are very attractive people out here who are moving in the right direction. You just got to talk to them and find them. What it is a lot of people are settling and staying in one place they know and dealing with these broke and dumb motherfuckers and then dealing with all this bullshit we're talking about. But there are people out here who are moving and thriving in life. And you can find them. You just got to look in different areas. Stop looking on whatever dating app you're using. Stop going to the same club. First of all, stop looking for people in the fuck club at all. Stop looking for people at any, like, this shit. People in the club, we all know it's some fuck shit. We all in there. What positive person are you looking for in a club? And people who are tired of that life, get out of there. We don't be in there no more. Whenever your life changes, financially especially, you're like, I be running broke-ass club people because you know it's a broke-ass lifestyle.
It is.
With money, don't be in the club. You know who been there with money? The niggas that are there paying to be in there. Other niggas don't be. I've been with rappers that go in the clubs. They're like, I would never be in this shit unless I'm getting paid $10,000 to walk through. All the rest of you motherfuckers in there is there to be broke.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what are we doing in here? Like, I'm not going to find the love of my life in here. This is not a place to be spending money. It's spending money on high-end alcohol. Just go buy the bottle yourself.
I agree. That's why I got out of it. It's really like, you know, it's broke people in there. Like they paid to get in there. They got enough money to buy their own drinks. This is why men don't offer to buy women drinks no more because they cheap and all that. And I got to where you at, Dungeon. Like I buy a bottle and stay at home or go over friend girl house or something. I no longer want to be in that environment no more. Because I know I'm not going to find the right man in there. Though I'm not going to the club to look for a man. But, you know, men like to, you know, like I said earlier, like to try to see if they still got it. And so, yeah, I don't want that. So you'll change up when you don't want things anymore.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. Ain't no man who really got his life together trying to see if he still got it. Because his bank account lets him know he got it right there.
Yeah.
No man is like, yo, I need to see if I can still pull bitches. None of us, I'm telling you, I'm a very cool dude. Like, I have tons of friends. I do a lot of shit, popular, all that. I never once have gone out of my face to be like, you know what? I need to see if I can still bag these bitches. Let me see if I can spend some money on these hoes. Now, I've been in strip clubs, don't get twisted. But I never once was like, yo, I need to see if I can still bag a bitch. We don't care. Once you get to a certain level in life, you're just like, yo, I just want someone who's decent, who got their shit together, who we can build with. And they actually mean it. They're not doing I'm saying it for Instagram, Facebook, or for a meme. They literally be like, yo, I want somebody who got their life together so we can start and I get the fuck off of this shit. I don't want to be here no more. You just, like, this pool of people is really bad. You should literally want to be out of it because the people who are in it right now, at this point, are drowning.
Yeah.
People who found their way out, they're swimming on the shore. They're good. You don't want to be drowning in the shit.
They got their tails in the water.
I'm telling you, you don't want to do that.
Any last words?
Josh, what was the last thing you want to tell us for the night so we can go on and hang up?
You not say white is right.
No, I would just
don't say yeah, that's about white women.
It was a good discussion, and somebody did say they could fix me, so you know, I'm on the market, you know. I'm willing to change. I'm a change man. I can change your tire. I can cut grass. And that's about it. You know, I don't know what else. I'm a good conversation. There we go.
What you say, no. Dungeon, believe what they say?
I can change the tire. I can cut the grass.
And that's about it.
Yo, he's giving y'all a blueprint. Stop falling for that, nigga. Telling you. Fuck it up with.
Crazy.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all. I hope somebody learns from what was said. Thank you so much for giving me your Friday night. This is the Real Relationship Report. This will be up on Monday.
Favorite podcast app. Thanks for the invite. I greatly appreciate this and greatly appreciate this conversation as well, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for everybody coming on. We love having panel discussions. We'll have more in the future. We
appreciate all the opinions. Invite me to more, please.
I was going
to
say, me too.
We get y'all in, man. We appreciate everybody's opinion, and we appreciate the love and support for the show. You know, we always do this, especially when we have really good topics. This is one of them, you know. So we, we'll do them in the future. We'll definitely shoot out the invites and talk to y'all. But we appreciate y'all coming and showing love for us.
Y'all enjoy
the rest of
y'all July. Y'all hot ass July.
Y'all have a good one.
Nice. Yeah, catch y'all on the flip side.
Nice meeting y'all.
Nice to meet you. Amen.